A sin or whatever.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Why is sports a sin?
Why is sports what?
Like a sin.
Yeah, sports. Why is sports a sin? I'll tell you what. My wife. I'll let my wife describe it from a woman's standpoint. She can describe it. They want to know
why sports.
They want to know why sports
is
a sin.
Sports.
Sports.
So, like, sports. Are we gonna like go to hell for that?
Well, the Bible says in Romans 8, you cannot please God in the flesh.
To the word of God, neighbor.
So are sports flesh,
the Lamb of God,
or are they done in the spirit of God?
I don't know.
I think that I think Catholic schools try to do that. Maybe I don't know.
Here, what I want to do first is go over the gospel with you. I know I said to email me, but since you came back, because I approached you the first time, I don't want to be like approaching people too much and make them feel like I'm pushing on them. But since you came back, on the front is the gospel that a lot of the churches aren't teaching you. And see, sports doesn't really matter unless you're born again or born from above. So let me go through the gospel with you.
Okay.
So
do you need to see it?
Oh, no. You can look at it while we're going through it. So the first one is faith in Jesus Christ. Do you know who he was?
Yeah.
Fully God, fully man. He came to the earth to die for our sins. He shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins for those who would repent. That's number two.
Oh, okay.
So repenting means a turning of your mind and your life and your ways to God. So it means you're living your life, doing all the things that you want to do, and you turn because you need a savior. You want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell?
Heaven.
Yeah. So you want to follow after the one who is there, right? Who created it all?
Yeah.
So your old life is going to be behind you, new life in Christ in front of you, right?
Yeah.
So if you come to him with a willing heart, willing to lose all, the Bible says count the cost. So if you're willing to lose everything, family, friends, anybody who hates the truth of God, all your passions and lusts that go against the word of God, then you get the Holy Spirit within you, being born again. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys go to a Baptist church or something?
Yeah,
or?
I go to.
Okay, I kind of figured because the Baptists do preach it, but the problem is they're not teaching it. So let me keep going on that. So if you're born, they call it born again, it's born from above, which means you have the Holy Spirit in you, right?
Yeah.
And so your body would be the temple of the Holy Spirit if you're born again. Do you think you're born again?
Maybe not.
Yeah, you're kind of young for that to totally understand what that is. But I can give you the framework for it, and then as you grow and mature, you can get more of it. So when the Holy Spirit is within you, what do you think you'll be? Holy, or will you be worldly and carnal and fleshly?
Holy.
You're going to want to do the holy things of God, right?
Yeah.
And so the Holy Spirit would help you forsake all your sins, and then you obey. So you read the scriptures, and you obey.
Yeah.
Whatever the scriptures say, you do it, because God says so, right?
Yeah.
So if your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, he gets to tell you what it looks like, what you do with it, what you listen to, what you look at, who you participate with things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you keep doing that until the day you die. Now that's the gospel. And some of the Baptists will teach that, but they stop at repentance. They're not teaching people how to turn from all their sins into the ways of God. So you were asking about sports.
Yeah.
Sports is covetous. Is that a sin?
What does that mean?
Covetous means you want something that you don't have. Thou shalt not covet. You're lusting after something.
Yeah, that is the sin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see, is it filled with pride?
Yeah.
Hey, I won. Yep, you're saying it. Vanity, depending on what you're doing. Maybe some immodesty. Little shorts, little shirts, showing everything off. You're looking like you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
I play volleyball, so I have to wear like the shorts.
And you know that, right? Uh-huh. So those are just three sins out of that. What do you think of that? Do you think that's of a holy God or is that of the world?
The world.
Right. So let me go into this real quick for you. There's two kingdoms.
Okay.
The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. This is the kingdom of Satan. Wait, you see all this worldliness, carnality, fleshly. You're born in the flesh into Satan's kingdom. God owns and rules everything, but he's letting Satan have rule over this world. And then we just talked about being born again, right?
Yeah.
So if you're born in the flesh into Satan's kingdom, you must be born into God's kingdom. You have to become a child of God through that gospel that I was sharing with you.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, like you're adopted into his family.
Yeah.
And so that's the gospel. That's more important than you trying to clean up your life and do things that you're not sure if they're right in the eyes of God. Now, as you study the scriptures and if you see what you shouldn't do, don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Forsake those sins. So you need to really think about the sports. But most of all, you need to think about seeking after the one true holy God, asking him to fill you with his truth, fill you with wisdom as you read the scriptures. Now, I want to warn you, the churches are not teaching the truth.
So where do you go?
Just like read the Bible at
just
home?
Just like read it at home?
Exactly. See, Satan set the system up. When Christ was on the cross, it's actually a stake, but that's a different teaching. Yeah. So anyway, when he died on that, it's another whole teaching. There's a whole lot of deception they're not teaching you.
Wow.
So anyway, the veil was torn and the temple was no more. Now, we talked about the temple being the Holy Spirit, right? But what does man do? He recreates everything he's not supposed to. So he wants you to go to church. Satan started all that to deceive you. Go to church, listen to one man, tell you everything he wants to, and take your money and spend it on things you ought to not be spending it on, and they're not teaching you the truth. On the back of that card, it talks about, like,
this
we talked
here?
About Christmas is pagan. That's not of God. You ladies probably go on the internet, right?
Yeah.
Go look it up. It's pagan origins. I got to ask you this. You guys seem smart.
Yeah.
Good Friday. Do you practice that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many days did Jesus say he would be in the grave?
Seven.
Three?
Yep.
Really?
He said he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights, just like Noah was in the whale, or Jonah was in the whale of the belly, or belly of the whale. Twisting up my words here. So how many hours is 3 days? 12 hours for the day and 12 hours for night.
72.
How do you get that from Friday at like 3 o'clock, they say, until Sunday morning, they say? You can't.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
That's a lie. So no, let me ask you this. Is Jesus a liar? You said that pretty quick. Who's lying?
Satan?
The churches?
Oh.
All the people who teach that are lying. Revelation 22, 14, and 15. Let this scare you. Let this put fear in you. Whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, murderers are all going to be left outside the gates of heaven. You know who's going to be right with them?
Us?
Anybody who loves and practices a lie. Did I just share you some lies that they teach you?
Yeah.
Especially one.
Yeah.
All you need is one to be left outside the gates of heaven.
If someone was like trying to like go to church and like be like a good Christian, like would they still go to heaven if they didn't know that that stuff was lies?
If you didn't know.
We hadn't talked to you right now and we didn't know any of this.
If you didn't know. See, God has mercy and grace for those who don't know. But if you, 10 years from now... If 10 years from now you're not seeking the truth and you're just blindly going along in the world, you're going to be held accountable for it because you're getting older.
Yeah.
You should be seeking for the truth.
Yeah.
Because he's not just going to put it in you.
Yeah.
You have to look for it. Just like you go to school and you learn something,
yeah.
right? You have to read the scriptures and be willing to obey it and lose your life for him and lay it down for him. And then he'll start revealing things to you. Now, you're young. This can be really difficult for you when you're under the headship of your parents. Now, if they make you go to church... You can learn from that, and you can test. The Bible says test all things. Take a notebook, test everything they say, and go to the scriptures and go, that's not right.
Yeah.
And someday when you're of the age that you can be on your own and make your own decisions, then you'll see what the truth is.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're out here to do. We have a huge website. We have all kinds of teachings and articles, audios, videos. I help women in the ways of women. You can see how I'm dressed.
Is how we're dressing right now sinful?
It's not biblical. It's outside of God's order. And it is considered biblical nakedness. So, yes.
Okay.
Something to think about.
So, what are we supposed to wear? Are we supposed to have, like, our legs covered up?
Well, the Bible... And I don't want to teach this to you because if you're not even born again, but I'll share it with you so it's something you can put in your mind to be looking at and seeking after. Because if you're not born again, you don't want to dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or unless you're really, really seeking and you want to be. I'm sorry?
Are you born again?
Yes. 15 years ago, I was a drunk, a worldly, carnal person. We raised our children in the world. We didn't know. We never heard the gospel. We were never born again and seeking the truth. I was looking for the answers. When I was your age, I was looking to see, why did God create this earth and then just leave us? And the churches never made any sense to me because I lived in a house that was filled with sin. And they go to church and be really nice to everybody, and then they were really nasty to us at home. And I saw through that. And so I was never swept away in their doctrines. And when I heard the gospel and started reading the Bible, he gave me this Holy Spirit, and I was born again and haven't turned back since. And that's my husband right there. Him about the same time, too. So our children are grown with grandchildren. They were out of the house before we were born again. And so let me get back real quick to the things for women.
Yeah.
The Bible does tell a woman she's to cover her head and wear a long, loose robe, unadorned and plain. Can you guess why?
Not to attract men, maybe?
Exactly. That's a good one. And you know, God dressed Adam and Eve in the garden after they sinned. You probably know they put on aprons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That wasn't good enough. God shed an animal, or killed an animal, and shed blood like an archetype of Christ shed blood. And he covered them in robes and tunics. You see him and you see that brother of mine over there?
Yeah.
They have like longer shirts on. It's a tunic.
Yeah.
That was given by God and it's never changed. But look at the culture.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just going to say, you seem smart. Look at yourself. You haven't been taught that, have you?
No.
Yeah. So these are just some truths for you to think about. And like I said, our email is on there. Feel free to email me any questions.
Okay. Does it go straight to you or like anyone?
Oh, it goes to him and I, my husband and I. Okay. Don't perish at outlook.com.
Did you guys like start this? Like the don't
it's just a website.
No, yeah. But like, are you like
yeah. Oh, you know what we do? It's just him and I, and we just share everything that we've learned. We share all our street preaching. We share all kinds of encouragement and edification. We don't take people's money. That's what the churches do. They take a bunch of money and they put it in buildings and carpet and all kinds of things when it's supposed to go to preach the gospel and help people that need it.
Oh, I think our friends are calling us, but thank you so much.
Okay, take care. It was nice talking to you.
Test yourself to the Word of God.